So we describe the concept of positive kovod. This stems from the fact that a person recognizes his true essence, that he has a neshama kedosha within him. And the mele, that causes him to behave in a fashion that is compatible to his true essence. That is the milchama achrayna, milchama the yetzahara. Our era is, this is the point. Is a human being an animal, or is he worse than an animal? Because he's an animal that has developed to the point that his yetzahara is not just for feeding himself and for reproducing like the other animals are, that they use things properly. You never see an overweight lion or even elephant. They eat according to what they need. So now the creator eat constantly, but that's what they need. By us, according to the Goyim, human being is somebody, is an animal that develops himself to the point that he self-destructs. And instead of using certain things for his needs, he makes them his goals in life. His whole life is about filling his pleasures he doesn't need and running after power and cover that he needs. The most amazing thing in history, concept of war. If you look back at anybody reads any history books, nobody gains anything from wars. It just caused a lot of death and destruction. And they're still doing it. Because that's what human nature is. Human nature is not brought to the dignity that I'm not just an animal that is a predator trying to overpower other people or trying to run after my pleasures, or the other way around. I'm an Ashram Gedoshim. I'm a spiritual entity that was given a body to guide the body to go through this world in a fashion that's compatible to its spiritual essence, then it would just be below my dignity to do so many of those things that many people are doing. Even little things like in the home. How could I lose my temper at home? Now, my temper is Shema Kedusha. Shema Kedusha is Chelek Elikam Imam, something guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu's values. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't lose himself. He's always to the point. Yeah. How the Rabbis can't keep sustains the world no matter how much the world is straying away from his values. When he does give us a shake-up, it's not because he lost himself. The cheshbon is this is what's necessary to keep us going. That's the basis of Jewish concept of kovod, which is a positive concept of kovod. Respecting my true essence, recognizing it, and focusing on it. Yeah. Okay, Vada Shlishi. So, if someone wants to grow in this meat and do it properly, the starting point is he has to pay attention to himself. And we have it. You don't have to do anything new. Because what we're doing every day, we're doing it. We get up in the morning, we say, I'm reminding myself, I'm not getting up as another two-legged or four-legged creature. I'm a being that has a neshama. I'm thanking Hashem for my neshama. So I'm glad for myself that I have that greatness in the show. And afterwards, I say, L'kai neshama shesafta b'tahiri. Even though I'm doing aveiris. I'm doing aveiris, but my neshama remains in the neshama tahiri. That's external thing. We have to pay attention to this, how throughout the day we're reminding ourselves that we have this inner greatness. This is the Birch HaShach, Shabbat HaSani Goli, Shabbat HaSani Yom, Shabbat HaSani Isha. They say about different Gedolim that want to hear information about the new king that was being appointed. All the cover that he got, so they should have kavana in the Shalosh Senigoy, and even for that grace, Shalosh Senigoy, with all his power and all his cover. It's nothing except to what we have. We have the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what Avraham Avinu taught us. If we go to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have unlimited power. Nothing can stop him. He changed the entire world around one person, and then he made a world war, and it was successful. But if you really believe that you have the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you Kodesh. You can't imagine. You have to really live that way and believe it. You can't just live like everybody else, and then suddenly when you need something, you jump off the roof to save it, whatever. That's suicide. Kol ha'chazafim da'avim. You know, Maizim said, Deacon, when he was in the camp, he did things which also for us to do, because for us it would be suicide. He was in such a clarity of this Keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he had Siyat HaShemayah, that he was not only permitted, it was the right thing on his level to do. Our goal is to bring ourselves to a higher level of clarity in the Meilet, in the Hanani. We're entitled to live in that fashion, a higher level of Bitochen in Hashem. Yeah. Okay, Now he wants to say a little bit about Kiva Ravim. He says, a child, mitivoi, the nature of a child is to hold his parents in high esteem, and mechabit them. He says the mitzvah of kibud avim is different than the natural love that a child has for his parents. So we know there's a famous Rashi that says, it says, imoy ba'ovim tirot. Over here it says the mother before the father. Why? Because yira, or fear, is generally naturally more for the father than for the mother. So over here the Torah says, and you should know, you have to have yira of your mother also. Chavez, avichos, and the other way around. The mother takes care of the child more than the father in a direct sense. So the child feels more of a need to care for his mother than the father. And that it says, no, father and the mother equal, both respected both. In other words, the Torah is telling you that don't rely on your natural feelings or desire to be mechavez. Today's whole discussion is not always so nogeh, the way the world outside there, they'll constantly talk for anything. Surely not for one's parents. A child growing up in a secular society very often has no concept of COVID at all towards the parents. The parents have to serve him. Well, he has to serve them. On Kropanim, he's saying that in the midst of Kivin Ovein, not to rely on natural inclinations, but recognize that, like we said before, even if for one parent there's some reason and it feels less of a natural feeling of Mechavid, or less of a feeling of natural respect, you will show the Torah says, that you have to have that. What is COVID in the eyes of the Torah? You ask a person what's COVID, and you say how he's such a wonderful person. As we know, it's not the COVID of keeping up the aim, it's to take care of the needs. You need to eat, to drink, you need to be taken to one place, another place, bring them in, bring them out. That is the COVID. The actions of COVID are actions of caring for their needs. That's why you show that I'm a chavidim. Just saying words, not enough. It needs to be actions that show that they're important in my eyes to the point that I want to take care of them. If they have needs, I want to help them out. Moira, la yeshiv in kremen, la yidav in kremen. The awe doesn't mean I have to tremble. For me, also acts that show that I'm not on the same level as them. There's something above me. I don't sit in their places. I don't contradict them. I recognize them not as buddy-buddy. And this important thing that the parent has to also give this over to the children. Sometimes you can see a mother with a 3-year-old having a 20-minute conversation to get him into the car. So he's mevatel the whole concept of a parent. She makes herself equal to him. Everything's discussion back and forth, and instead of just saying go in, if he doesn't go in, picking up and putting him inside. You have to understand. There's authority. Authority lists home is a chuvin for the child. If I do it because I'm about COVID and I want to show them I'm tougher than them and put them in their place, that's also horrible, because the child doesn't have a parent. The parent is the one who cares for the child. That's his responsibility, to care for them. He's just using them to make him give him his feelings of power and everything else. That's about the other. But it has to come from a deep feeling of the need of the child. The child has to understand it's a concept of authority. The concept of the parent is above him. Yeah. Our proponent that your Moira, like we said, is recognizing that they are above me. We're not on the same level. I don't sit in their place. I don't contradict them. I stand up when they walk into the room. It says that Rabbi Yosef, when he heard the steps of his mother coming, he would say, I'm coming in front of the Shechina. Treat them like the Shechina. They're partners of the Shechina. Parents together, the Shechina created them. The person who is far away from his parents, so the way to have them is by relating to them. In the old-fashioned days, he would write letters. When I came to Yeshiva, that's all the way of communicating to America. Blue aerograms, like them. Yeah. I read, a few years ago, guys in Yerushalayim, the ones I wrote, my mother kept them. Very interesting to see what I don't remember how I thought that. It looks different than I think today. Yeah. A phone call, a Zoom, whatever you do. That concept of keeping a kesher is both covered and moiv. It shows that they're important to me, and therefore, taking interest in them. And it's also, it's a need of the parents. If you don't do it, the parents will survive, but definitely every parent wants that feeling that the child has a connection with them. Do something with the Nishmas, and it's also. But the idea of keeping in contact with parents is, like we said, for every reason we're not together. Very often it's the serious of the parents are letting the child go away. At least make them feel good. And make them feel appreciated. What he brings from is a Nisba Melior, a Nisba, where he printed some letters he himself wrote to his father, separate from his father. And he writes, Elchoyd, Hadras, Roid, Atoydi, Odi, Roid, Arad, the glorified, honorable, venerable, my father, my teacher, Ashpielai Shifat Toiva as he died, who's always giving me goodness without a limit, from always and even now, inviting you from far away, and I'm blessing you that Hashem should take you back with all the goodness that I'm receiving from you. So we have the covet and the moir, describing the greatness of his father, and he appreciates the greatness of his father. It's moir. We also make him a good feeling that he's appreciated. That's the covet. The wise Jew, who was a psychologist, around Twersky, wrote many books, and they all of them say one message. A person has to build up his self-esteem. That's what we're talking about. I used to say over that his household, his parents, when he grew up, his parents wouldn't use the terms, they did something improper, you're bad, favorite, this. He said, it is not fitting for you to behave yourself. You shouldn't be embarrassed of yourself for behaving in such a fashion. It's also a mutter, then sometimes a child could think, But if the message is that it's not fitting for you, so in other words, if you're saying you're a bad child, you're putting down a child. When you're saying it's not fitting for you, so you're really uplifting him. You're showing him that you hold highly of him. But in the Hanad, his behavior is not fitting for a person. The way we behave also has a factor. The biggest cleanup we can give our children is how we behave. If we have self-control, then we're teaching them self-control. If we don't have self-control, we're teaching them no self-control. If the parent is always getting upset after every little thing that's happening, how can you expect the child to be any different than him? That's the role model he's getting. The child sees that the parent retains his calm countenance, or is pleasant and happy, or whatever you might call it, content countenance, then the child grows up with such a picture in his mind. I mentioned to you in the past, I've had all the stories behind it, but every single one of his children ended up on the Adam Garden, all his boys and all his girls. Not unique. There are other yechidim like that, but not too many. It was in the hardest times. They brought them up in poverty to the point that they didn't have food to eat. Undernourished. And those years it was poverty. And he was a busy man. He wasn't somebody that's sitting there with his kids playing with him, pachin, or whatever it was, chess. They really saw him. And even so, he was able to give over that message of cover the other, what a person is. His sons said over this that he was so content with what he was doing. He was so sameach with every little chiddush he would say in his learning. Every hanhog, every nomad chaveira, everything with such a sweetness. Like they saw that this is the way to live a life. You want to have an enjoyable life. You want to have a life and you feel content. It was very clear to them what to do. They had a picture of a person living in such a fashion. It's like nothing better than this. This is best. The enjoyment he had from being oyed Hashem, from appreciating the schools he had to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, overshadowed by far all the hardships that they had. You have a situation the father is learning, but the whole time he's complaining that we don't have enough money, and I don't feel well, and this is bothering me, and other than that, the neighbor's bothering me, whatever. That's what life is all about. We don't have enough money, and we don't have this. So the child grows up and says, what type of lifestyle is this? You know, he's telling me, my parents tell me, I don't have a learn Torah, it's a mitzvah. First you have to tell about the mother. The child doesn't want to have to suffer a whole life for the mother. Sometimes it's a message, but it's not a good way to give them in. It's not much we have to work on ourselves. And we have challenges in our lives, no question of that. Each one of us has challenges within our families, within our homes. But if we want to give over that message of the greatness of Claudius' realm, it has to be something that's shining on our faces and shining on our behavior. So that's what we're talking about today. These 2 points. Another specific Nakuda and Kavod. Kavod between children and parents, parents and children. Parents, the child has to understand his chiv towards his parents, like the Chayodim, they'll say. That's an obvious thing. A person has to, if he should pay his parents. They want, he wouldn't be in this world without them. And some parents are better, some parents are, have negative things about them, and then children unfortunately suffer from the parents. But even so, there has to be some level of recognition that without them I wouldn't be here. Sometimes in the Chanali, the aloha is that you can't have a direct contact with the parents. Sometimes the parents are the type of parent that is, what do you call it, abusive, yeah, to the point that it's too much for the child. Okay. So you live at the Kesha, but even so, a person has to think that. I still feel I cause the service to the parent for giving birth to me. And if it's shy to have some level of kesher, then in a normal situation where it's possible to have a regular kesher, then for sure. You have to not take things for granted. Like you said, even if we're far away from a parent, to think how we could care for their needs, make them happy. And we spoke about the second thing about the parents themselves, the responsibility of the parents of setting up the right child-parent relationship. The child should feel that he has somebody above him that is caring for all his needs. We said, the person above him is above him. That's basic Yira and Kovod. For parents, are setting up that atmosphere of Yira and Kovod. We mentioned in the beginning of the Shia a few brachos that we say in the beginning of the day. Maybe you can think a little bit more about them every day. Different brachos we say in the course of the day to remind us of the exalted nature. I'm sure there's every bracha we say. Remind ourselves, but remind ourselves not enough to feel exalted. The exalted feeling that we feel has to come to the point that affects our behavior. And it's good for us if we do that. And like we said, it also, as part of, we want to set up a family that has these values, we have to be an example for them. We have each one on his level that's refined and exalted behavior and self-control. The children see what one can be. That will cause them automatically to look up to the parents and care for the parents also.